Hey kids, it's Mr. Wordsworth. It's the 13th of November, coming to you from Hafalac Super, Nova Scotia, in the heart of my living I'm not prepared. I have nothing written to say about Judy Shue, because I've pretty much said everything you can say about Judy Shue, or at least everything that I know to say. Poor Judy. Yeah, I don't know how we became friends, but it's kind of a nice thing that we did, and it's nice to know someone in Chicago in case I ever get back there and want to go have soul food. I'll just come and mooch off of her because I'm such a horrible friend. Oh my, this is horrible. You deserve better than this, Judy. But it was a really lovely day in Chicago. I couldn't have done Chicago without her. It would have been impossible. I would have just gone home when everything went to hell in a handbasket with my planned flight. Because I hadn't, no one, absolutely no one knew I was coming for sure except for her. There were people who had inklings that I might be there, but I hadn't confirmed anybody that I'd be there. So to be able to go around Chicago and see the sights with someone who knew it and have them have ferocious allergy attacks because of me was just super. So, I was gonna sing After Hours for her because that's our thing, but that's kind of played out a little bit, maybe. I don't know. And then I thought about singing a Richard Thompson song, but all the ones I can think of to sing by him involve basically telling people to piss off. So. Oh my. One of my favorites is Keep Your Distance, so it's not really something you want to sing to somebody on their birthday. Because I like her, and maybe someday if she gets her passport in order, she'll come to Halifax, and me and Milady will take her around and feed her and take her places for beer. That was the other thing I was thinking of doing on here was reciting the old Alexander Keith India Pale Ale ad. Part of which I remember, which goes slowly, carefully, taking the time to get it right, which I kind of wish I had done for this. Anyway, I suppose the only thing that I can really do for her birthday is to, just thinking I could sing her 99 bottles of beer on the wall, but Audioboo only gives you about 5 minutes, so let's just go with the tried, tested, and true happy birthday, and hopefully no one will find this from Warner Music and make me pay $10,000 for doing this, but here you go. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Judy. Happy birthday to you. And many more. So there you go. That's about all I could think to do. I'm really sorry this wasn't better. It wasn't planned out. Yeah. I hope wherever you are this evening in Chicago, Judy, there's lots of beer flowing. And Frank Orrell comes by and on a bicycle to serenade you. And Richard Thompson calls to tell you that you're his favorite person in the whole world. And Rusted Roots show up and hoist you over their shoulders and carry you off into the chilly Chicago night. Something like that. Anyway, I'm glad we met. I'm glad you're my friend. I really hope to get back to Chicago someday and do other Chicago things that don't involve going to dusty old record stores. It's the least we can do. Yeah. So, have a great birthday, and here's to a great year for you. I really hope one day that I'll have a piece of your artwork hanging in my humble abode, the Mr. Wordsworth Manor, and have something else to remember and treasure you by. Take care, and have a great evening. This is Mr. Wordsworth saying good night, and stay safe, America.